is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KBR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Beginning our noon hour with the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra and conductor Salvador Brotons for Minueto, or Spanish Dance No. 1, the first such dance by Enrique Granados, here on Kansas Public Radio. The classics continue on. I'm Jeff Watson, here to take you into the afternoon hours with wonderful music, which in this noon hour includes a fantasy quartet for clarinet and strings by the Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, not to mention the Chicago Sinfonietta with a lovely suite that was written not too terribly long ago, back in 2007, by Michael Abels, and something he put together for the young players of the Harlem Quartet, Delights and Dances, for a string orchestra in just a little while. Next, though, we'll class things up a bit by taking a deep dive into the world of Italian art and hear a suite written by Odorino Respighi in 1927, inspired by Italian Renaissance artwork. What we'll hear is the suite Three Botticelli Pictures, music based on the Renaissance painter of Sandro Botticelli. If you've ever seen that famous depiction of the goddess Venus arising from the ocean, standing atop a clamshell, that was Botticelli. And the music illustrates that portrait, along with others depicting spring and the adoration of the Magi. Here is the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra. Conductor Kazuhiro Koizumi with Three Botticelli Pictures from Respighi on KPR. The art of Renaissance Italy, as seen through a few musical angles. In a suite from 1927 by Odorino Respighi, Three Botticelli Pictures. Played there for us by the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra. Led by conductor Kazuhiro Koizumi on KPR. The time is 12:32, and in just over 10 minutes from now, we'll have along the Chicago Sinfonietta for Delights and Dances for String Quartet and String Orchestra. A suite from 2007 by composer Michael Abels, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir on October 25th, sharing music across the globe for 6 centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. Next, we have some chamber music for you from composer Charles Villiers Stanford, who was an Irish composer of the mid-19th century and a person with a great influence on many English composers of the early 20th century. Some of his chamber music for winds now in a fantasy for clarinet and strings. The clarinet played here by Robert Plain with members of the Gould Piano Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Fantasy No. 1 for clarinet and strings from Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, performed by clarinetist Robert Plain and members of the Gould Piano Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:45 is the time, 15 minutes until NPR News. We're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Thanks for joining us on a Monday afternoon. KPR's annual Live Day is going to be coming up soon on Friday night, October 24th. And as part of that event, join us for a free concert by violinist Destiny Anne Mermegan and friends. An evening of spooky tales and tunes, live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations on Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. The admission's free, but we ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan on joining us. Next on KPR is music composed in 2007 by Michael Abels. It's something that he wrote for the young performers of the Harlem Quartet. It's called Delights and Dances for String Quartet and String Orchestra, which is made up of elements of jazz, blues, bluegrass, and Latin dance elements, all played with incredible panache. We'll hear the Harlem Quartet joined with the Chicago Sinfonietta under conductor Mayan Chen next on KPR. They call that one Delights and Dances for String Quartet and String Orchestra, written by composer Michael Abels in 2007 for the young players of the Harlem Quartet, who in that recording we heard alongside the Chicago Sinfonietta under conductor Mayan Chen here on KPR.
Get caught up.
Morning Edition is every weekday for you from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. And we've got an update of NPR News just around the corner, followed by the next hour of music, which will bring us, among other things, Symphonic Dances by Grieg. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live for news in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. War Live, War Local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music by British composer Adam Karse. Two so-called symphonic sketches performed by the Northern Symphonia of England, conducted by David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio, where there is a bit more classical music for your Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. For this hour, we'll spend the majority of our time with the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. They're up in about 15 minutes' time. We'll hear Edvard Grieg's Symphonic Dances. That and much more still on the way here on KPR. We're glad that you could join us today. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Continue on now with music by a 19th century Italian composer and oboe virtuoso by the name of Antonio Pasculi, referred to by some as the Paganini of the oboe, and here a fantasy for that instrument and piano, played by Omar Zaboli with pianist Antonio Ballista on Kansas Public Radio. A Fantasy for Oboe and Piano by Italian composer Antonio Pasculi, referred to by some as the Paganini of the oboe. We heard the instrument played by Omar Zaboli with pianist Antonio Ballista on Kansas Public Radio. About 1:27 now, we're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're about to get into the holiday season, which is a busy time, so don't wait to get your tickets for KPR's next Big Band Christmas concert on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Last year's concert sold out fast, so get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. A Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Find all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and the surrounding areas for almost three decades. available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com. And now we arrive at a recording of the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Neeme Järvi, and music by Edvard Grieg. We've got symphonic dances for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Edvard Grieg's Symphonic Dances, as played by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Neeme Järvi, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., and just around the corner is an NPR News update. Afterwards, another hour of the classics to enjoy. An hour that'll bring us I Musici and a Concerto Grosso from Arcangelo Corelli, Old French Dances by Morin Marais, and The Bear, Haydn's 82nd Symphony, all just ahead on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater majors since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at KUEndowment.org/Centennial Fund.
Morning Edition keeps...
That's Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
And the Nasdaq up 448. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. Subaru has donated more than $70 million to support the adoption, rescue, transport, and health of over 700,000 animals. Learn more at Subaru.com/pets. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A serene offering from the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led there by Sir Neville Mariner, along with cellist Julian Lloyd Webber, in a short Caprice, composed by Frederick Delius. And this is Kansas Public Radio. An afternoon of classical music continues until 3 p.m. We'll bring you all things considered at that time, but before that happens, we've got music for viola and harpsichord, old French dances from Morin Marais, along with The Bear, also known as Haydn's 82nd Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, in just a little while. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being a part of things on a Monday afternoon. We'll continue on with the Italian ensemble I Musici to hear Concerto Grosso No. 1 in D from the great Arcangelo Corelli on Kansas Public Radio. Concerto Grosso No. 1 in D by Arcangelo Corelli, performed by the ensemble I Musici on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:21, and we are about 10 minutes away from a bear encounter, by which I mean Franz Joseph Haydn's 82nd Symphony in C, which they call The Bear. The New York Philharmonic joining us in, as I say, about 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration, featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simonez at the Granada on Thursday. Doors open at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m., tickets at granada.com. And the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney+, on Saturday, 2 p.m., tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Well, before we hear Haydn's Bear's Symphony, playing viola, we're joined by Yitzhak Schatten and on harpsichord Edward Parmentier for some old dances, 5 old French dances by Morin Marais on Kansas Public Radio. 5 old French dances from composer Morin Marais, performed by Yitzhak Schatten, playing viola, alongside Edward Parmentier on harpsichord, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:32, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Don't forget to catch Classical Music Tonight with Destiny, your host, from 7 to 8 p.m., and Classics Live from 8 to 9. If you happen to be out and about and are in the Topeka area, you might be interested in tonight's concert at Watt Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. The Topeka Festival Singers will be performing tonight at 7 p.m., and their program is called Take Flight, with high-flying choral songs, fiddling, and much more. Tickets will be available at the door with a wine bar in lobby. The Topeka Festival Singers and their Take Flight concert tonight at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus at 7 p.m. Get all the details over at washburn.edu. And as part of KPR's annual Live Day, which is going to be on Friday night, October 24th, we'll have a free concert of our own by violinist Destiny Ann Remagen and friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes, live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's on Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. The admission's free, but we ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan on joining us. Now we have with us the New York Philharmonic and conductor Leonard Bernstein to hear one of the many symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn, some of his later ones, written around the year of 1786, are known as Haydn's Paris Symphonies. That's where he composed and premiered them. The one that we'll hear, Symphony No. 82, is known as the Bear Symphony. And why is it called that? Kind of a cruel reason, actually. See, in Haydn's day in 1786, one of the sights you could see on Paris streets were dancing bears. Bears forced to dance while being kept in captivity, often to organ grindbox music, some of which has been read by scholars as somewhat reminiscent of the third movement of this symphony, and that's how it gets its name of The Bear. But I can confirm that no actual bears were harmed in this recording of the New York Philharmonic led by Leonard Bernstein, next on Kansas Public Radio. One of the Paris Symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 82 in C, or The Bear, played for us by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Leonard Bernstein here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD 1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. It's about 3 p.m., just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, we'll follow that with an hour of classical music with Destiny, your host from 7 to 8 p.m., and from 8 to 9, Classics Live. I'm Jeb Watson. Thank you for joining me for an afternoon of music, and we'll visit again noon tomorrow. Support for All Things Considered comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.